Many speakers speak about change, that this is always changing, everything's always moving. And if everything's always meaning, the moving, then that means there are no things. That might be quite a long concept. There are no separate things. It's just life or energy expressing itself. And that energy is constantly transforming into new things. The problem for the poor human, or the lucky human, whichever way it is, is that because of the complicated thinking, it can perceive this, so it knows it's death. It knows that the body dies, because everything's moving, so everything's changing. It knows that it loses everything. Can't know anything because concepts are very limited, so it doesn't really understand anything, but it thinks it understands it. It thinks it knows that it will die, and it thinks it knows that it is the body. And it thinks it knows it has things or loses things. My friend told me this really interesting thing about his children. He said two children, and he said the same thing happened with both children. This is so interesting. At first, the baby would throw a toy over its head. Threw it, and then no reaction. Just threw it, and then the toy is gone. That's it. Then the baby, this is so interesting, the baby would throw the toy, and the baby would look round and see that the toy was there behind it, and then it would look back. And then it would do this again and look round at the toy. Then it threw the toy and instantly cried, because it could then comprehend that the toy still existed and it didn't have it. Before, when it first threw it, the first throwing, the toy was just gone. It couldn't imagine that the toy still existed, it was just gone. Then it began to comprehend, the toy still exists and I don't have it. And so it cried. This is amazing. And this is, it's not that the human is wrong in any way. We get into spirituality and we start saying the ego is bad. It's not, or the thinking is bad. It's not that it's bad. It's just that it's just gone down a funny path. And it's bound to create suffering because it can understand that this body will die eventually. It can understand that it will lose the lover It can understand it will lose the house. It can also understand that it can get it momentarily. I could have a house. And that's not wrong. It's just this energy which is taking it as a truth and taking it as who you are. Like, you don't die. This is me.
No, it's an end.
Oh, it's your one. You don't die. Like, everything you think you know about reality was just only ever practicality for the human to survive better. The fact that the baby could begin to comprehend that the toy still exists is, I'm sure, in evolutionary sense, helping the survival of the human. Whereas the dog will spend hours trying to get the toy from under the sofa with its paw, like, just to repetitively do this, the human can comprehend to move the sofa. But it's got so lost in thoughts. It's even become an energetic sense, me. It feels like you are inside the body and you are choosing from that center. You're creating choice. And that this choice that is, I am going to choose to come and see me, is who you are. Where it's just a thought arising in aliveness, in beingness. It might sound really confusing sometimes the way I speak. I'm trying to point out the most simplest thing ever, which isn't something that you can think about. But as all the thoughts are labeled not true, not true, not true, or they're pointed out to not be the way they are, it's so obvious that the nature of everything is freedom. The nature of everything is like one of those toys that you have as a kid. This is just so amazing that humans can imagine this. I say this to my dog and it's like, ah, la, 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 to her. I sound like a turkey. Like, this makes, she has no meaning on these words. It's amazing that we can have meaning on these words and all imagine this toy that I'm going to describe. The toy, you used to write on the toy, and it was maybe like an ink or sand thing, and then you could go like this, and it was gone, the picture. You could write on it, and then boop, boop, and it was gone. This is the nature of everything. And this sounds so cold, but it's actually really beautiful. That is the freedom of the nature, is that everything's disappearing. The trauma for the human is that it's holding on to everything. With this ability to remember, which is an amazing ability, it's taking that memory to be who it is, and it's trying to find freedom in that ability to think. It's trying to find freedom in what I know and what I can get and what will make me happy and what will make me safe. Where the freedom is the fact that it disappears. But the human's always fighting that disappearance. It's trying to make it permanent and get somewhere in the future and in time. The freedom, if you watch a dog, it doesn't have much of a memory. And there's no identity there. So it's just, like we were laughing yesterday at my dog, the fact that if she's on the lead and she wants to eat all the piece of horse poop. So we're always having to tug her on the lead. But, like, imagine if we were... Paul took me out for a walk on a lead. And every time I looked at a man or something, it's like, oh. The dog's just like, I'm tugger. And she's like, oh, yeah. And then she feeds the poo again and she tries to tug her. And then, oh, yeah. Like, because she hasn't got this memory, it's just so spontaneous. It's gone. And there's no suffering there. It's not that we have to go brain dead and not have memory and not have thinking, but it's not who you are. It's something that's coming and going. There's no truth in what we think. We know. It's your nature for it to be gone, 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 gone. It's not who you are, the body. The body comes and goes. The thoughts come and go. The emotions come and go. The sensations come and go. The belief systems come and go. What else comes and goes? The objects come and go. But there's something that's here which isn't seeable. It's no thing and it's everything. And it's always it. And everything is disappearing in it. You won't find freedom in what you think you know, in that person that's holding on to thoughts or holding on to beliefs. That is not who you are, that is an appearance. And it's going, it's going, it's going, it's going. Boom. Are these sounds gone? Did they ever happen? We have an imagination, but then that imagination's gone. It's gone, it's gone, it's gone.
It's easy to understand the thoughts where they go.
Yeah.
They're gone and they disappear.
Yeah.
But my biggest problem is always the body.
It's always gone. Where's your body now? This is the body that's here.
Yeah. But I don't think, and I do other things, there's no body. But then, after 5 minutes, the body is again there. And it looks the same as 5 minutes ago.
Yeah. But it's always coming and going when there's an activity of saying your cooking or chopping the vegetables. All there is chopping vegetables.
Yeah, that's
all there is. Then the thought comes in of the body, and the body appears again. Then the thought disappears of the body, and then there's whatever is happening again.
Yeah,
the mind keeps holding on. That is who I am. And often, what's happening, although I forget a bit, but it's often there's an image of that body.
Yeah.
Like relating and interacting, and
it has a character.
Yeah.
Also, so it seems it has some substance.
Yeah.
And that's how it's going to go.
It goes. That image and those ideas of the character is always changing as well. The thing that's always there is what is. Yeah. That's always it. And that beingness in which all these things are coming and going. Your memory is not who you are, your memory is a functioning coming and going. So the idea of what Gert did 10 years ago is something that belongs in the character, but it comes and goes.
Yeah.
And not you.
Yeah.
It really is like believing that you are the body is like believing you are the sunlight. It's that odd believing you're the body. It's that odd believing. It's like saying now, who I am is this wall.
Uh-huh.
Like it's that, or who I am is this body in front of me. But it comes and goes, and it's not wrong that it comes and goes. But it's not who you are. It's something that comes, appears, and disappears.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because if I look at the flower. Yeah. Then it's like, I am the flower.
Yeah.
And then I think about the body and I think, hey, that's me.
Yeah. And who you are is nothing.
Yeah.
And everything that is. So nothing and everything. So no one thing. So you can't be just that body and everything. Yeah. Whatever is appearing is who you are without the you. Or what is. But it's... But as soon as the mind starts saying it's one thing more than another, then the suffering begins, because then that object becomes the most important object in the world.
And that's the problem.
Yeah. And then it's terrifying that the body is going to lose everything and die. But the body, everything is destined to change into something else. And that what you are is that which is always in, that which is everything.
Oh, shut up,
I must make it dance. That's where the non-loneliness comes from that we were talking about yesterday. Loneliness comes when I am the body and the objects are there.
Yeah, because from the point of the body you're always, you never can get close to something else.
No, but from the point of everything and nothing,
it's so intimate
and close, yeah. From the point of the body, it's like you can never penetrate anything. Well, that's why we love that act so much.
Yesterday, all that was.
Yeah.
And you write to me now, Greet Lisa and thank her very much. Openness is really here. So,
he's coming back. I said that.
And please tell her that she no separation and openness is indeed here. He went home yesterday.
He was laughing and laughing. He was very sweet. So, Nick, do you want me to call you now? And then it becomes, when it's I am the body, that becomes a fixation on the emotions, on the feelings, on the sensation, and not feeling, say, frustration. So when it's hot, or not feeling too hot, or becomes a fixation on the state of the body. And it's impossible to control. I'm controlling action. And it's, there's not somebody in there doing action. It's, there's not someone choosing. There's just appearance of choice. But this energy gets more and more fixated on it. The body, the body, the body. Hey, Nicola.
Hi, Lisa. I'll turn you stream off.
Yeah. Well, just the volumes, didn't I?
I decide, that everybody will see you. What's so funny? Yeah.
We can hear the repeat, it sounded funny. Hi, Nicola.
Just turn the sound off.
It's just like life, we're always stuck in a loop.
Thunderstorms.
Tomorrow, I think. Well, thanks for sharing that, Nick.
Come back tomorrow.
Well, feel free to call in. We'll move on now.
Okay.
It was so nice being with you.
Lots of love, Lisa.
Lots of love. Bye.
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 I think it's weird. Hi. So if you guys on YouTube want to ask questions, you have to call in, and my Skype is LisaKen12. I won't read any questions there. Yes?
I was thinking, do you ever think in, like Nick was telling the dream of the crash of the plane together with you?
Yeah.
That's very symbolic.
It could be.
But that too, but this But you never think to explain, like, no, just let's
find it. It's not going to get you anywhere. Nothing, no thoughts ever are going to get you anywhere.
No, I was just wondering.
Yeah. But you could do it for fun. The funny thing is that's my reoccurring dream. He doesn't know that. My reoccurring dream is to watch an airplane crash.
Has
been since I was a kid. But it just doesn't have no benefit. There's nowhere to ever get to except this. We could work out as much as we like, and then we're like, still here.
It
can be fun.
Yeah.
So it could be that another person, another incarnation died in a plane crash, so there's a fear left over from another lifetime of someone, and that huge, that I just lived for you. But that could be.
Yeah.
That's just a story.
You never need to. You never need to get over any of these.
Right.
Things.
Yeah. It's just.
It's just the one that's claiming it to be who you are.
Right. Yes. So you can analyze it and go to therapy, and
you can maybe get rid of it as well. Yeah. But it doesn't make any difference.
Mm-hmm.
No experience is better.
It could be less fear in the body. It could be less.
The contraction comes from believing it's your fear. My dog is fearful and she doesn't suffer.
But if you have, at least the hand is dream of the crash.
Yeah.
There's no fear. It's just the dream of the crash.
Sometimes it's fear. Sometimes it's not fear.
Yeah. But the fear just comes.
Sometimes it's not scary.
Mm-hmm. But since it's not seen as my fear,
when it's yours,
right,
then that's the problem.
Harder,
because when it's yours, then you believe that you're a separate entity and that you can manipulate it in some way. And there's energy going into that, that you are something separate from all of this. There's just life happening. And irritation's a good one, especially in groups like this. Irritation is bound to come up in groups like this when it's hard and sticky. There's nothing wrong with irritation. But the mind will look at it, I'm unenlightened, I shouldn't be feeling this, I should be a different way. And it's like this is why nature or animals are so good to watch. You watch the horse, and for sure it's irritated by the flies. It's shaking, it's running around trying to get rid of the flies. That's not the problem. The horse doesn't have a sense that it's a body and that it needs to fix itself. It just comes and goes, the irritation. It's not looking at itself. But this is so abstract to what we think we know, because what we think we know is to always fix ourselves.
Right, so the whole idea, Freud wrote volumes on the interpretation of dreams, though.
Yeah.
And he had a heyday with mixed dream, right?
But if that's happening, fixing dreams, that's what's happening.
Right, but that could happen, and that could...
But you'll never find freedom in
it. Right, it's not freedom, but it could be more... What could happen is that there's more relaxation
in the
person.
Could be in the body,
person,
but if you think relaxation is the...
It's
goal,
not freedom, no, but you could have relaxation.
Yeah, then you'll be more comfortable. Right. If you think relaxation, yeah, you'll be more comfortable.
Yeah.
But if you think relaxation is the goal, then you'll be fighting irritation. And like you'll go to the shop and there'll be no food left, or you'll be queued for ages, or you'll lose your ticket. Life is like this, it's messy. It's hilariously funny when it's not personal. Well, not always. When the kid gets kidnapped or something, then you're like, oh. But it's just not happening to someone. And there's not someone in there that needs to fix and control it. There's just it happening, and the impulses to do things appear when they need to appear. So the impulse to look at dreams, then that's exactly it. But it's not
to get somewhere.
Yeah. There's not somewhere that someone that's going to get somewhere ever. It's just appearing and disappearing in boundlessness. But irritation's a good one. I often hear people saying, if I was more enlightened, or if I was more... It's got nothing to do with that. It's just sensation appearing. If it's for someone, then they'll focus so much on the irritation and trying to get rid of it, trying to control it. It's more and more into the small world. There's not someone there.
That's just the irritation happening.
In freedom,
and
yeah.
There it goes.
It's not even that label.
Mm-hmm. Well, we just give it the word IRR, a whole number of signs to put on that emotion so that we can tell it in the story to someone else.
Yeah. And then we have a list of good and bad. It was funny, I was watching this comedy TV series called Orange is the New Black, and they were doing this group counselling, and they had a list of emotions they felt, and they had to identify which emotion they were feeling. And it was hilarious, this scene. And the girl was like, what was it she said? And she said an emotion, they were like, that's not on the list, you can't have that emotion. And she was like, oh, okay, but she then had to go through the list to find the emotion.
It's like an unlisted phone number.
Yeah. I'm not allowed that one.
No, no.
And she's like, okay. I'm not anything.
Yeah. For all of those, huh?
Yeah. We've got an obsession with emotions. It's like a dog trying to catch its tail, the obsession with emotion. This sounds so terrible in spiritual groups, because spiritual groups are often fixated on emotion. But it's really not about emotions. They come and go. It's the one that claims the emotion. As a group, if your body finds itself in a group for fixing emotions, that's where it is, and that couldn't be any other way, not right or wrong, it's just as it is. It can never be any different to what's happening. There's not someone directing this. Sorry, I latch onto people and then I'm like, latch onto
Philip. Shia said last night that even consciousness appears in this.
Yes.
So there can be a thisness or a suchness or an isness that's so totally empty.
Yeah.
There's no movement, or is it when consciousness appears that there's a coming and a going?
I don't really know how it works. We
probably don't need to know.
Yeah, yeah. I don't really know. But I'm using this really nice quote that I like from the Heart Sutra, the Buddhist Sutra.
You know, Ramesh says consciousness is everything, or consciousness is all that is.
Yeah.
You go beyond that, think that there's something
more. They also do imply that consciousness is nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how it works. I'm not sure how life is created with consciousness.
Does consciousness create the life, huh?
Well, no, I think consciousness comes and goes.
Where is there consciousness? What?
Nothing.
So the consciousness happens inside the nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the consciousness is nothing.
Yes, it's part of the nothing.
Yeah, but often non-duality teachers do say that as well.
Yeah.
But they use the word consciousness as a bit of a bridge. Like as a bit of a word to be able to make it a bit more accessible, but they say that consciousness is nothing. So this is from the Heart Sutra. So it's not just me that says it is that.
Got good credentials backing you up here, huh?
Yeah. No form, no feeling, thought or choice, nor is there consciousness. No eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind, no colour, sound, smell, taste, touch, or what the mind takes hold of, not even act of sensing. No ignorance or end of it, nor all that comes of ignorance, no withering, no death, no end of them. Nor is the pain or cause of pain or cease in pain or noble path to leave from pain, not even wisdom to attain. Attainment too is emptiness. Remember that emptiness is also all form. But consciousness, it seems to be, is also an appearance that comes and goes. All these things I get to, I don't know, all these words and meanings.
Like when the body dies, the consciousness goes elsewhere. The consciousness was expressed as Phyllis, huh? When Phyllis' body dies, that consciousness or aliveness is no longer in the body.
Yeah.
It goes back somewhere, or just...
I think the energy just goes on and creates something else.
Right, it goes back
into something else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So would you call that consciousness too, that energy that
goes along the body? Another form.
So consciousness is another form, sorry.
And consciousness is another appearance.
Right.
I'm really saying nothing, I really don't know this. It's another appearance that's happening and coming and going.
Because we really don't need the distinction. Yeah. It's just got to be aliveness that it's expressed as a chair or as Schumann or as the feminine or as these stuff.
Yeah.
And then when those things die, whatever that energy or consciousness is, it's expressed as something else.
Yeah.
So we don't. So there's not a need to know more than that.
No.
That's the whole package.
Yeah, and you'll never know who or what is creating this.
No. It's just kind of that part that there's something before consciousness that kind of is.
Yeah. So you can also do it in the other way round. Is the consciousness here?
It feels like it's always here. I feel aliveness and consciousness if I use those as synonyms.
How do you know that?
I can only know the aliveness that's felt in the body.
But could you know that if you weren't thinking? As a baby, do you know that?
That's hard to, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I don't remember being a baby.
Yeah,
but
there's so many dead homes. The body wakes up when it's chopping vegetables, it's the consciousness.
There's consciousness of aliveness that's not identified as Phyllis is chopping vegetables. It's just that, like it's not really a problem. But that's consciousness is carrying out the action.
Are you sure there is consciousness, though, in those moments?
There's no conscious thinking, huh?
Yeah, there's no interpretation.
No,
right?
Yeah.
But then it's the consciousness.
Or just aliveness is fine, too.
But even aliveness, we don't... All of this is a lot of assumptions.
Yeah. Well, something has decided to move, huh? Something
expressing,
is expressing. So it's just life, or just everythingness coming out of the nothingness that's chopping the vegetables. Or does it really matter?
This is where we all begin to just come.
We just disappear.
Yeah, it's a question mark.
It's okay too.
Yeah. And what does it even mean, the word to be conscious? What does it even mean to be conscious?
Conscience. Être conscient. Awareness, yeah. They don't use awareness, it's everything is conscious. But the French is just conscience.
Potential excuses in spiritual matters either. For example, a Marxist would be those consciousness and being conscious of how you're waking up to how you're exploited.
Yeah.
Being conscious, yeah.
Well, that's a different meaning.
There's something that's aware, that, like I said, I hear the fan, I see, there's something seeing the sunlight, that's seeing knees up. You might say, oh, that's, here's one. So something is aware or conscious.
Yeah, whenever there's objects. Huh? Whenever you, objects are perceived.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know. Something's happening.
Seems to be, but then also...
And as long as there's an alive
person. It's going so quickly, I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. I get to big
don't knows. Okay. Yeah. I guess
that's
because
we
don't know.
All that can be known without knowing it in thought is when there isn't the going into the opposite of thinking, so the duality. This is not separate at all. It's like being in the Jello or something.
Yeah, in the same sleep.
Yeah, it's not separate. In the experience, there's no separation. Or in the immediacy of this, there's no separation. But apart from that, as to what this is it consciousness or not consciousness? If the brain creates consciousness, but there's just not two, then what is creating this? I mean, we could be in a pig's dream.
Yeah.
One of those steroid cows. I just don't know what's happening. It could be like a kaleidoscope.
Okay. Maybe we may use the world of light of consciousness.
Light?
Yes.
Light.
In India, yes. They use this word, mystical word. Light. Or consciousness.
Yeah. Yeah. Light. Pixels like a cartoon.
The word light in English has two meanings. Not easy.
Not what?
Not easy.
Okay.
Heavy.
Oh, sorry.
One of your talks earlier, it's about the loss of the ego, but then still you're wired in some special, you can be wired in a special way. Can you elaborate on that?
The body's always got its specific programming, so if it's like if it's specific programming is to be more of an athlete or to be more of an artist or to be more of a, yes. It's all got its very unique programming.
So could you say the same thing about the brain? The brain is wired in some way to be more like an artist or more like a scientist? So.
Yeah. So
it has nothing to do with ego. Mm.
No, I think that the sense of self is created in the brain. It's like a chemical reaction that's happening in the brain, giving the illusion that somebody is controlling it.
So if you prefer chocolate ice to vanilla, it's how you're wired.
It's so impersonal, all of it. Mm. But the sense of self is always saying it's me that likes the chocolate ice cream. I shouldn't like the chocolate ice cream. I shouldn't like whatever. It's just a functioning appearance.
So the being wired is quite a big deal in the totality of your imagined self. Or is it?
Certain wiring will be more painful and certain wiring will be more pleasurable. But all suffering comes down to the identification with that. That is who you are. And that you've got to improve yourself and that you've got to choose correctly and choose the right life and get things right and not choose the chocolate ice. How can it be any other way? Because the body likes it, the body likes it. That's the way it goes.
But probably it's very, sometimes it can be very hard to decide if something is wiring or education. It's probably sometimes hard to draw the line between the two.
I kind of see them both as the same thing.
Both as, yeah, okay.
The education will affect the wiring, but there's nobody educating that body, it's just the way that life happens, the conditioning of that body. But conditioning is not a bad thing either, the body's always going to be conditioned.
So like a tree that is growing, it's skewed because of the wind coming from the same side all the time.
Yeah, exactly,
so
like that. Yeah. And if you have an English conditioning, or if you have African conditioning, or you had a conditioning where the parents were very abusive, or the parents were very hippie-like, and who knows which one will be more painful or pleasurable. You always hear, I've met people that have had very easy upgrowings and they suffer tremendously, and then bodies that have had terrible upgrowings and don't really suffer that much. It all depends on how heavy that identification is, and I don't know why that appears.
Yes. So I was a bit wrong then. I thought the wiring is something that happened at your conception, but the wiring is something that goes on and on all the time.
Yeah. You could split it up to genetics and conditioning, but I think that the conditioning is affecting that genetic wiring. Yeah. It's always changing the way the body is. It can't change that much. It can't suddenly just become an athlete if it's got the wiring of being very greedy and very heavy.
So worry is a kind of memory. It can be psychological memory, not worry, conditioning.
Yeah. It
can be psychological memory, so in this case the conditioning comes from bringing up.
Yeah.
It can be something physical, but it also in that way it's memory, no? Because maybe I didn't eat enough when I was young.
Yeah.
And I didn't grow, that's the memory as well.
Yeah. But I think memory is just a chemical reaction happening in the brain or happening in the body, but I don't really know what it is. But it's certainly not who you are, and it's always changing. The me takes, the person takes that to be who you are, the memory, the conditioning, the makeup, the experiences as who you are. But they're always coming and going in this.
Yeah.
So it's no more you than this light in the room, than the walls of this room. But the wiring, the person often is saying, no, I'm just this body, I'm this limitation, I'm my choices, I'm my actions. I could choose differently. That's the huge thing of the human. I could choose a different thing. My body isn't my choice, but my actions are my choice. But there's no separation from anything. It's all one flow, like a movement of the ocean going forward. And the wave at the top of the ocean going, this is my free will to be up here, I chose to be up here. It's just a movement of energy. That is a movement of energy. It's not who you are. The person says, that's who I am. And I'm choosing to be a wave, or I'm choosing to go this way. And then all this activity goes on me, my choices. What I've got, what I haven't got. What they did, what they chose. This very narrow love in time. And that's a very small part of experiencing, but the human obsesses about it. It's so small. Like now, a huge bit of experiencing is wind. It's wind. Wind. Like a breeze. Or heat. And there's no separation between the heat and the body. They're the same thing. Or the sensing of the heat and the heat. But the mind says, I am somebody who is hot. I am somebody in time. This is what it is, the wind. The sight, the sounds, the smells, the bombs, the heat.
But then you say, I'm hot, and another said, oh, I'm not so hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then you say, must be different.
Yeah.
But
and then the confusion arises that is a somebody, a separate somebody. That's just a description of the body. Just descriptions, yeah. It's not a separate entity. It's just that simple functioning, the intellectual thinking that's created the confusion. The ability to create, to describe what the body does and doesn't do. But it's not a somebody. That description cannot be who you are. It's just, it's like a turkey, like, oh! And then the other turkeys take that sound to be who the turkey is. He is, oh! In English or in Dutch, when you say I'm hot in Dutch, that means nothing.
Before there was an insight, there was clarity. I was seeing what you said. And then the mind came up saying, is it? And then the fear to lose what I was seeing came up as well. Just if it was something.
I have seen this many times. So something which I can grab. And a concept or a solution or...
And it gives the, even this gives the appearance that somebody is in there who's grabbed this or seen this, or, but really there's just energies and thoughts appearing in bound space, giving the appearance that Bethy seems. It's all such an illusion. It's just an idea appeared, a sensation appeared, a thought appeared, and this is a Bethy there that's seen something. It's just it's not always funny, but it's a cosmic joke that there's somebody in there having this experience.
Thank you.
Going on, and he goes over to the table and he's like, hello there. She's like, what are you doing here? And the mind goes, what did you do that for? You know, the whole time the mind will say, oh, it's just me, what do you want? And then he goes over there and she's, the mind's quick to say, oh, you should have done that. He goes, oh, it's so sweet how the mind goes. Yeah. It's over there, it's over there.
Yeah.
Then it's back there. You have to have it back.
It doesn't matter.
No.
He's now got all afternoon off to fight. I'll look up for everybody before lunch some nice lakes around here. I know that there's lakes that you can go swimming in, but I don't know where they are. Nice lakes. So if anyone wants to go for a swim, maybe I can write it out so people can look where they are. So he feels down in here for this afternoon.
That's another question.
Yeah.
After awakening, if you are awakening, when awakening happens in the body, mind, or in this, okay?
Yeah.
That's done deal. There's awakening that's happening.
Yeah.
Is there a next? Or is there just more of what's happening? You said that your life, your experience gets increasingly full on and blissful, and there's less and less, or none of course, and less. You're with the no identification. Is it just that's it? Or would you say in your experience, just there's increasing, I don't know, the Vedic tradition, they talk about cosmic consciousness being awakening, and then God consciousness and then unity consciousness. Do you see it as that there's it changes. After awakening, there's more awakening in the second, third, fourth. moves. I'm calling it levels. It sounds like reflection.
Yeah.
And levels and intellectualizing, but there's something more. Is there after it?
I'm not sure.
Just in your experience, the disappearance of Lisa.
The love seems to intensify.
Love for everything, no?
Yeah. I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. Let's see, but that seems, if you have to qualify, which is hard,
which
is better, because more and more of happiness and more aliveness.
I don't know if it's better, but it does seem to be more love, but I don't care, that's really weird.
Well, we don't have to care, it just seems to come to you, it comes there.
Yeah, I don't really care. It just happening. Yeah, I don't know what the hell it is.
Mm-hmm. But more of it happens.
Just, I don't know, more of what? Love.
More of happiness, yeah. Like once there's
I don't
awakening.
Know if there's more of it.
Yeah, is there more of it? Or is there a saturation of the body, mind in the awakening sense? That's it. You're cooked, huh?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Yeah.
You can't know it. So if you had to compare, would you say Lisa, your experience of life, of the aliveness, is a happier experience than a year ago, or than 2 years ago?
I really can't look at it.
Can't look at it. It's gone, no?
Yeah. More forgetful.
Yeah, more right.
It seems to be more love, but then at the same time I might be talking absolute nonsense.
Yeah, but you could still have, is that the impression of the emotion?
Yeah.
Is that the there's more love?
Love seems different from happiness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It seems different in the sense of...
Everything this personality was sort of relying on. So with the openness and that there was more vulnerability.
Yeah.
But
it's so different in all body mind.
Exactly, for every person it's probably a different
And it's gonna be as it is no matter what we know. We know whatever it's gonna be the way it is.
Well, it's an energetic thing as well. I mean, sit somewhere and meditate.
Yeah.
But I'm talking especially at the beginning, I mean after it has happened, before you, the energy sort of finds its balance again, it's, and sharing with others, it seems to be quite a normal reaction to feel more vulnerable after awakening and more sensitive to things. And at the same time, we are not as affected because there's nobody, so it goes here and goes out there. In, out, in, out. There's both really, it's a dance.
I notice that as soon as we start talking about experience, I begin to go more and more into I don't know. Okay, it gets more and more complicated, the question. It's like, if we talk about just not-to-ness and the non-duality part, it's quite simple, but as soon as we talk about experience, it's like, I think that would be the easiest bit to talk about, but it's so... Stop it, I really don't know. With more or vulnerability or more suffering, or it, I don't know how it goes.